We're back. Remember this? It's the theme for the wildly popular 1980s Super Mario Brothers video game in which Mario and his brother Luigi travel through the Mushroom Kingdom to rescue Princess Toadstool from the evil Bowser. Japanese composer Koji Kondo wrote the original score, and now it's getting a new treatment. That's the Super Mario Brothers theme, performed by the London Philharmonic on a new CD, The Greatest Video Game Music. It features themes from 21 video games, including Call of Duty, Angry Birds, and World of Warcraft. Joining us to talk about this collision of classical music and gamer technology, Boston Globe classical music critic Jeremy Eichler. Jeremy, welcome as always.
Thanks very much for having me.
Boy, that Super Mario Brothers, it reminds me, there used to be an old theme for like an 11 o'clock movie. Dun, 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 or maybe it's like the typewriter music or something. But, you know, classical music has had that sort of feel before. But what do you think about its take on the Mario Brothers?
Just hearing the original theme helps you realize just how far the video game music that we get today has come. I was just learning that when Super Mario Brothers came out, that whole platform, Nintendo Entertainment Systems, could only play three notes at once.
It's kind of limiting.
Right.
Well, we should say, you're not a gamer. You are the classical music critic, which is why we asked you to review this. So the question is, do they deserve orchestration? Let's listen to one of the selections. This is the theme from Mass Effect Suicide Mission. It's composed by Jack Wall and Sam Hulick.
Some of these tracks, that one in particular, if you keep on listening, it tends to start to sound like, you know, Philip Glass meets Carmina Burana a little bit. And I think that what's happened is that as these games have evolved, their needs for more sophisticated music have deepened.
Thankfully.
And by sophisticated, you know, here we know what I'm getting at really is just something that instead of tapping those little bleeps of the Super Mario world, now video game composers are thinking more like film score composers with a full orchestra at their disposal.
Well, some of the composers are seeing this as validation, but others already have that validation. You know, Hans Zimmer wrote the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 theme, but he's written the soundtracks for The Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Da Vinci Code. Let's listen to a little of that. Jeremy, do you see more film composers crossing over, going the way Hans Zimmer did?
It's certainly possible. As video games end up claiming a sort of a larger and larger chunk of the kind of entertainment industry, it's a growing trend, even all the way down to the schools. The Berklee College of Music right here in town has a course or a kind of specialization that students can take where they're learning about video game music. And there are some Berklee grads who have started a group called the Video Game Orchestra, which I'm told makes a pretty good living performing at conventions and other concerts of video game music.
Well, so we're hearing film scores, but you're also hearing classical sounds. You say, listen closely to the theme for BioShock, The Ocean on His Shoulders. This is composed by Gary Scheinman. Now, what should we be listening for here?
this score or this little segment of a theme from BioShock reminded me a lot of Gorecki's Third Symphony, Polish composer who died just last year, and his Third Symphony was kind of a runaway hit from the 1990s that sold something like a million copies. And you hear the same kinds of moves and gestures and sonorities, these kind of slow-moving strings. They're clearly going for a sort of sensual beauty, but also there's a sense of distance, a kind of undertow of loss almost. There's this sort of sadness that hangs over the music. I think that some of that slow, translucent string writing is being used, perhaps to convey similar emotions in this score to BioShock.
Well, let's listen again. We just heard one sort of transition between the BioShock and the Gorecki. Let's hear it again. Again, BioShock. And Gorecki. So Jeremy Eichler, perhaps homage? Is that the kindest way to say it?
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, Tommy Tallaricchio is the composer behind soundtracks for Earthworm Jim, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. He told the New York Times that if Beethoven and Tchaikovsky were alive today, they would be composing music for video games. Yeah, you know, you just glance down like, oh, what do I say now?
Maybe the most generous thing one could say is that symphonies and the orchestra in the 19th century, when that repertoire and the orchestra as a musical organism were coming into being, the orchestra and its music sort of told stories for a public that had this kind of mythic resonance. Film started addressing these needs, and now maybe perhaps the story's continuing with video games on some level, you know, addressing some of that hunger for myth.
That brings the question, this CD with its orchestration of video game themes, is this sort of a move of desperation or a very smart move, much the way we saw classical music on cartoons, you know, with Daffy Duck, introduce young people to classical music that way? Is this a way to maybe pull video game fans to classical music?
I think the big question with all these things, you know, can you tell your orchestra to play the theme song of Grand Theft Auto and then succeed in getting fans of Grand Theft Auto to come to your concert? Yes, that can work. The question is, will any of these people come back until you play the next video game night? And that comes down to what music gets played next to the pieces that are the kind of outreach pieces. So if you're going to program BioShock, why not put it with Gorecki's Third Symphony? And all of a sudden, you're meeting these listeners, younger listeners, where they are, and at the same time, bringing them someplace new.
No. Jeremy Eichler, classical music critic for the Boston Globe. Let's go out, shall we? Because we can tell this has been so enjoyable for you. Let's go out with the orchestration of the theme song for Angry Birds. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.